This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Israel is sending messages to Palestinians in southern Gaza to evacuate as it steps up operations to fight Hamas in Rafah. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports more than a million Palestinian civilians are sheltering there with nowhere to go.
The fear is palpable, says Scott Anderson, who's based in Rafah with UNRWA, the UN agency that aids Palestinians.
People are very nervous. They don't want to get caught up in this conflict. I mean, the scale of death is, and injuries has already been horrific, and they just want to protect their families.
Anderson says the UN will stay and continue to aid Palestinians, but he's worried about running out of fuel. He says UNRWA has only one day's reserve, and some key aid crossings are closed. A day after Palestinian militants fired rockets near the Kerem Shalom crossing, killing four Israelis. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
President Biden is preparing to deliver a speech on anti-Semitism at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. NPR's Mara Liasson reports Biden's speech comes as his administration grapples with the deep divisions in the U.S. over the war in Gaza.
The president is trying to strike a balance between free speech and lawlessness, saying there is a right to protest, but not a right to cause chaos. This is a fraught issue for Biden, who is losing support among young people because of his staunch support for Israel. Republicans and Donald Trump see a political advantage. They're using the protests and the recent upsurge in anti-Semitic incidents to make their larger argument that the chaos on college campuses, on the southern border, and around the world can only be solved by electing a strong man like Donald Trump. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Forecasters expect torrential rains to ease up after days of widespread flooding across Texas. Houston Public Media's Lucio Vasquez reports hundreds of people had to be rescued as floodwaters inundated many parts of the state.
Heavy rains began late last week and continued to pummel the Houston area through the weekend. Harris County officials say that by Sunday evening, they had rescued more than 200 people and some 150 pets. Meanwhile, thousands in the region lost power. Jeff Linder is a meteorologist with Harris County's Flood Control District.
We tried our best to nail down where we would get heavy rain and how much heavy rain. The location of the heavy rain actually was pretty good.
Linder says despite the easing up on rainfall, nearby rivers will continue to be very high for the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
Stocks across Asia traded mixed today. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher. This is NPR. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived for a state visit to France. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to use his Chinese counterpart to use his influence with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try to end the war in Ukraine. They're also expected to discuss trade between the two nations. A new study of teens undergoing surgeries finds an increasing percentage of them diagnosed with cannabis use disorder. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports the teens addicted to the drug are more likely to have post-surgical complications compared to those without this addiction.
Researchers at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio looked at health data of more than 500,000 adolescents who went through inpatient surgery from 2009 to 2020. More than 2,000 of those teens had been diagnosed with cannabis use disorder, or marijuana addiction, and these adolescents were more at risk of post-surgical health complications and longer hospital stays than those not addicted to cannabis. They had a more than 50% greater risk of having respiratory complications after their surgeries. They also had a higher risk of ICU admissions and being put on mechanical ventilation. The results are published in the journal Pediatrics. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
In Northern California, a late winter storm brought more than 2 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada on Sunday. Forecasters say it was the highest single-day snowfall total of the season. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.